We're up to Nun Aleph from an Aleph. Tani Chaga. Talking about this drink they used to drink for health reasons first thing in the morning, called asparagus, which had either beer in it or wine in it, and I guess other other healthy things. So Tani Chaga, Lelat Yofel, Ramat Kosha. Lat, we said, is Lev, Einayim, and Tchul. It's good for the heart, the eyes, and the spleen. The Ramat, we said, was Rosh, Me'ayim, and Tachtonios. It's bad for the head, the stomach, and the hemorrhoids. The Tanya Idach, the Ramat Yofel, Lelat Kosha. Another Brisa says just the opposite. It's good for the things that we said before it's bad, and it's bad for the things we said before are good. Lokasha, hodba de chamra, hodba de shichra. The one that has wine in it is good for the heart and eyes and spleen, and bad for the other things. Hodba de shichra, the one that was made from beer, is just the opposite. It's good for your head and your stomach. And your hemorrhoids is not good for the heart and eyes and spleen. Tani Chada, Rok Acher of Lokeh. One Brisa says if you spit after the asparagus, it's no good, right? It's harmful. The Tanya Idach, Lo Rok Acher of Lokeh. That if you don't spit afterwards, it's not good. Lokashi, Habba de Chamra, Habba de Shichra. It's made out of wine, then it's good to spit. And the, if it's, what's it called? No, if it's made out of wine, it's not good to spit. It's made out of what's it called? Of beer, then it's good to spit. Amravashi, hashta the amras, lo rok achar of loke, it's dangerous. If you don't spit after, what's it called? Asparagus, it's made with beer. Right, name of Nizrokim a Philippine Melech. You're allowed to spit it even in front of the king, because you're not mechuyev to do something to make you sick. That's covered a melech. So it's not covered because you're doing something that's healthy. Okay, let's see Rashi. Asparagus. Let's start back from there. Kosher how you show some mechol bokra libere kana lerefua. Something you should drink every morning on an empty stomach for the sake of refua. I don't know, it's probably not healed something that was there. It was healthy, so you didn't get sick. The bechamra askinan, the amrin lekama mishmaisin, asparagus lalat yotha, valkmina mishalyayin, the simin laat, lev ayin tchul. It's good for your heart, eyes, and spleen. The koshkin with name ayim, kushi. Can it also be good then for your stomach? Kalomer bidechamra ktani, the koshkin with name ayim, how can that be? We know that things made with wine are good for your heart, but they're bad for your stomach. The simon ramat rosh me'ayim tachtonios. If it's made with extra old wine, then it's also good for your stomach. Shel gimel shanim, 3 years old wine is called extra old. Yoshin is where it's last year's. Miyushin shel shalosh shanim. Miyushin is where it's 3 years old. Right, a person made wine asur to him like hegdish. That's the lashon of a neder. So he asured wine on himself. Elachai yain chai sheinu mazuk. Okay, we didn't give it yet. Okay, let's go on. Amar Bishmuel ben Elisha, shlosh dvarim sochli suri al saraponim. Bishmuel ben Elisha was a kohen gadol. We had him in the beginning, in the first parak, where he went lifnai v'lifnim, pashas on Yom Kippur, and he saw a malach sitting on Kasriel, Yoshev al kisei ron denisa, right? So here also, he I guess, spoke to malachim often. Elisha then, maybe this is also on Yom Kippur, he said, Suriel sar haponim, right, told me the following, al titul chalukha b'shachas mi'ar ha-shamash v'tilbash. In the morning, take your own clothing. Don't take it from your valet. Right? Don't get your clothing given to you by your valet. Right? Important to know that. And put it on. You should take your clothing in your morning yourself. And don't wash from somebody. Notice, don't have somebody who didn't wash yet pour water over your hands. So you're washing from somebody who didn't wash yet. The altanzer kos asparagus el elamisha nosnulach. And don't give your asparagus back, right? Don't return the kos except to the person who gave it to you. Mitnei shetachsotis v'amila istaldonis shel malachi chabola mitzapen lo la'adam. The omrim emosayovo adam liyadi ech liyadei echad midvarim halolu v'yilokim. Because there are shedim named istalgonis. Right, Rashi says that's istalgonis is shedim. Shem chaburis malachi chabola. No, tachsotis is shedim, right? Or istalgonis shel malachi chabola that are just waiting for a person to do one of these things so they can have power over him. Right, Rashi's two kinds of things. The shedim, those are not malachim. Those are brias that are somewhere between human beings and malachim. They're in between. And what's it called? And malachi chabola are angels that were created to do harm, harmful angels. So both of them are just waiting for the chance for a person to do one of these things and therefore be vulnerable. Rashi. No Rashi. There's Rashi. One second. But we didn't learn elachai, yain chai shenim. We didn't learn these elachai means you only use undiluted wine in asparagus. Right? You drink it all down at once. You don't drink it in little sips. You don't eat anything after it except bread. Or, if it's made out of beer, the same type of thing that the beer is made out of. The chamra smichasu apas, the shichra smichasu mino, im shechretainim somcha betainim, im yeshel tomorrow, im somcha betomorrow. Loke becholi, get sick. If you don't, what's it called, spit afterwards, or if you do spit afterwards, the decham lo yorik, by wine, it's not good to spit after you drink the asparagus, but the shichrim lo rok mayim aboy v'thiv achrav loke. Right, if you don't spit out the saliva that comes into your mouth after you drink the asparagus, you get sick. So therefore you can spit even in front of a king, and better you shouldn't get, it's talking about a sickness is a sakana. So you don't have to get your life threatened not to spit in front of a king. Suriel, malach choshev love of nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sara Pnim means that he's one of the malachim who gets to see the Ribbono Shel constantly. Right? So he's a first-rate malach. So he told me these secrets. Al titul chalukah shachris miyad hashamish ela ato bi'atzmecha tlu bimokum shushavit til b'shemesh. You take your clothing in the morning and put it on. Don't take it from the hands of a shamish. Tachsofis shem chabura shedim. Tachsofis is the name of a group of shedim. Istalgonis shem chaburas malachi chabola. It's the name of a group of damaging angels. Eimos ayovo adam liyidei echad miyadvar mayal yilokit. Rabbi Shmuel, all of the Rakia, Al Yidei Shem, the Brice and Maisim Rakov. Rabbi Shmuel, I guess many times, just as once, what's it called? Our different Shemus. So the Rabbanu Shem was able to go into the heavens and speak to these Malachim. So he spoke to Malachim often. Okay. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Shlosha Dvorim Sochli Malachamovis. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, the Malachamovis told me three things. Al Titul Chalucha Shachris Miyad Hashamish V'Tilbash. Same one thing was, it's very dangerous to take your clothing from the Shabbos in the morning. Take it yourself.
Do you know why?
What? Don't wash your hands for somebody who hasn't washed yet. And don't stand in front of the women when they return from the funeral. Because at that moment I am dancing, right, in front of them, and my sword is drawn, and it's very dangerous to be around at that time. It says, Bedafka, by the women, because the women cause Misa in the world, and therefore, by a Levaya, it just brings up the whole concept of death again, right? And the women are extra special guilty about bringing death to the world, so being around them at the after a Levaya is not a healthy thing. V'yeshli reshus l'chabla, and I have permission to bring people down, so to hurt people, the Malachamavis said. So stay away. You see here, the Malachamavis is a really nice guy, right? I mean, he's trying to give good advice. He says, I have a job, but I'm giving you good advice. Stay away at these times because I'm really not interested in doing my job. I just have to do it.
What's the shot that the women bring
down? What? Chava caused Adam to sin because of that. The ipoga maitakante, what happens though if you happen to run into a bunch of women coming back from a funeral? Right? Unaware. So linshof miduchte aramis, you jump from your place for amis. That's one takana. Iika nahara, or if there's a river there, laavre, cross to the other side of the river. Iika darka achrina lezu bar. There's another road, go on to the other road. So if there's no other road, no river, jump four amas. If there's another road, cross the road, go to another road. And if there's a river, cross the river. The Iika guda leku achor. If there's a wall, go behind the wall. The lo, lahadar api, if there's none of these things, right? There's no etza. You're stuck there, right? In front of the women coming back for a funeral. The lema, you should turn your face away and say, "Vayomer Hashem al asotan, yigar Hashem b'cho asotan ad dechalti minei." Till they pass by, you should say this pasuk over and over again till they pass by, and that way there's the your what's it called? You're asking the Rabbanu Shalolam to yigar b'sotan means to admonish the sotan, get him away. And the Satan is the Malach HaMavis. Rashi, no Rashi. Guda Kosel. Guda is a wall. Okay. Omrav Zera, Omrav Avo. Ta'amri lo b'masnisa tana. Asorah Dvarim, Memru b'Koshel Bracha. There are 10 conditions mentioned concerning a Koshel Bracha. Koshel Bracha is the Koshel used for Birkas HaMazon, but it's also a Kiddush, Havdalah, right? Anytime you use a kos to make a bracha on or do a mitzvah on, it's called kosher bracha. Ton hadocha ushtifa. It needs a hadocha and shtifa. It needs to be wiped out and washed inside and out. Washed inside and out. Hadocha and shtifa. Chai. We'll see what that means. Right? It has to be live. What's it called? It could mean has to be the wine has to be put in undiluted. Right? We'll see there's other pshatim also. Umale, it has to be full. Itur, the ituf, right? You have to have itur and ituf, and we'll explain what those are. Notlo b'shteyon, you pick it up with two hands. The nosno, you be a min, and you put it into your right hand. Okay. Magbio min akarka tefach, you pick it up off the ground, one tefach. You have to hold it higher than a tefach off the ground. The nosein enovo, you have to look at it. The esh omrimak mishagru matarlan shebeso, and after you finish, you send what's left to your wife, or to the wife of the family, right? As a matan, as a present. Omer Rav Yochanan, Anu ein lanu ela arba bilvad. Out of these 10 things, we only have four. Four of them. We'll see what that means. We only have four. Hadocha shtifa chai umale. The four are, you have to wash it out. It has to be chai and full. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to explain a lot of these things. Rashi, Koshel Bracha, Birkas HaMazon. Hadocha Ushtifa, Kulu Beforesh Luvazel. Don't be impatient, Rashi says. All of them are going to be explained as we go on. So we will explain them now as we learn them instead of going back and explaining them. Okay. Minakarka, Im Algav Karka, Hasev. If he's sitting on the ground, he has to pick it off a tefach off the ground. Im Algav Yishulchan, Magbio Minashulchan. So Rashi says it doesn't mean only a tefach off the ground. It means a tefach higher than the thing that you're sitting at. If you're sitting on the ground, a tefach off the ground. If you're sitting at a table, a tefach above the table. You have to hold it up. The matana derech doron v'chashiv. Send it as a present, what's left of the wine for the kosher bracha, lanche based on the ishto, to your wife. Okay, now, Morris says, chai. Shemozgo v'mayim la'achar shenosno v'kos. Chai. You put it into the kos, Rashi says, undiluted, and only after it's in the kos you add water.
You skipped, I think.
What?
I think you skipped.
What
else? Hadocho mibifnim ushtifo mibachutz.
No, it's not in my Rashi.
No,
okay. 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 Let's go a little bit further because we're going to speak about chai here also. Okay. Amr Yochanan, kol hamavarech al kos mole nosno nachlo b'mitzar. A person who makes a bracha on a kos that's totally full, Okay? In other words, overflowing. So he, mida keneged mida, he's given nachla b'limitzarim. He's given a nachla without any limitations, without any borders. Shenemar umole birkas Hashem, yam v'dorom yirasha. Okay? A person who's mole birkas Hashem, when he makes the bracha, right, it's mole, then yam v'dorom yirasha. He'll get west, south, without any boundaries. Rabbi Yossi b'Rav Chanina omer zocha v'nochol shnei olamim. Olam hazev, olam haba. He'll get this world, the next world. Okay? And the Marsha says, where's the hint? Because it says, Birkas Hashem, and one second, what's the thing? He says, there's a Yud Hey here somewhere. Shnei Olamim. Okay. Rasha says that Shnei Olamim is hinted that Yud is Olam Haba and the Hay is Olam Hazeh. So where's the Yud and the Hay? He says, Yam the Vidorom, why is that Nachla B'Limitzarim? Because Yam is like to the end of the world to the west and to the end of the world to the south where it's so hot nobody lives there anymore. So you're going to get to the total extreme limits of everything. And he says, why is Yam the Reish? Yerasha, the Yerasha is the Yud in the beginning and the Hey at the end is added. Because it said, Yam Vidorom, Rosh. Yerasha has a yud and a hay extra. The yud represents Olam Haba, and the hay represents Behi Baram. The Moshe created Olam Hazeh with a hay, and Olam Haba with a yud. Okay, that's what the Yerasha. Okay. Itur. What is Itur? Rav Yehuda Matreu B'Talmidim. Rav Yehuda used to decorate it with students. Rav Chisda Ma'atrle B'Natli. Rav Chisda used to decorate it with kosos. We'll see what that means. We'll go over all these things and explain them. Right? One shot is that he used to put a bunch of other cups around the kosos shabracha. Okay. But others say he used to give cups to the Talmidim to hold, and they would then use that to dilute the wine at the time that's proper. Omer Rav Chanan, Uvechai, right? The Maisa Lechatchila, it had to be undiluted. Omer Rav Sheshes, with Birkas Haaretz, right? And in Birkas Haaretz, you diluted it, right? Different gears over here, what exactly is going on over here, but that's the Pashup Shot. That you put the wine in undiluted, and you add a little water by Birkas Haaretz, okay? Because that shows that the wine of Eretz Yisrael is nice and strong, it needs to be diluted. Ituf, what's Ituf? Rav Papa Ma'ate Piyosid. Rav Asi Koris Sudra Reshe. Ituf means you have to wear a hat. You used to put on their head gear when they benched. Note lo b'shtei yodav, you pick it up with two hands. Omer b'chinah bar papa micro, where do you see you have to pick it up with two hands? It says su yedechem kodesh u'baruch was Hashem. Pick your hands up the kedusha and bless Hashem. So you're picking both hands up. You pick up the kosher with both hands. Venos lo yimin, you put it into your right hand. Amr Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan, Rishonim Shoalu, small Maushe Tisayeli Amin. The Rishonim asked this Shaila, are you allowed, it has to be, you hold the cup in your right hand, can you help hold it with your left hand? Tosa says where you have to hold it for a long time, or it's a big kos and it's very heavy, or whatever, could you help with your left hand, right? The Tosa says, when do you have to hold a long time? If Rosh Chodesh Teves falls on Shabbos. So you have to say a long benching. Right? You have to say Na'alanisim and Yalaviyovo and Ritzei. So you're holding that close for an inordinate amount of time. Could you use your left hand to help you also? Okay? Or he says, or by Chasana. Also, that benching is a long thing. It's mashma that the guy who benched held his close the whole time they said Sheva Brachas too. He was holding that kos until they finished Sheva Brachas. Omer of Ashi, hoil Rishonim Iboilu, who since the Rishonim asked the Shaila, they didn't know, velo Ifshitlu, and they didn't come to a conclusion. So, Ochein, Nav and Lechumra. Therefore, it should be Machmer, and not help with the left hand. And they ask, why if the Lechumra told the Rabbanans, they say, no, it's not Zekeli Van Veyu, of Hidr Mitzvah, could be as a Doraisa. Hidr Mitzvah is a Doraisa. Umagbiyo Menakarka Tefach, Omer of Achim, Reb Chanina Micro, where do we find that you have to pick it up off the ground, the Tefach? Post Yeshuos Esau, Uvashem Hashem Ekro, you pick up the coast. The Nosit Einebo, Kihechid Lo Nisach Daitimen, you keep your eyes focused on the coast, right, in order that you shouldn't, your mind shouldn't drift. You should focus on what you're doing. Umashagra Lanche Beso Matana, Kihechid Titisporach Deviso, in order that sends a bracha, your wife should be blessed. Ula ikla lebe Rav Nachman. Let's see Rashi till here. Chai shemoz b'mayim lachash enosnu b'kos chai. You only dilute it after you put it into the cup originally undiluted. Aval levarich olav chai ho amra masnisa ne mevarchin. You can't make the bracha on it when it's undiluted because you don't make a bracha on undiluted wine. You only make it after it's diluted. Another Psharashi says chai doesn't mean you put it in undiluted. You've got to dilute it before you put it in because that's the wine is superior when it's diluted, right? Their wine. But what it means is that when you take it out of the barrel, you take it out specifically to use for kosher bracha. Chai means direct. Not you don't take it out and then. After that, decide to use a kosher bracha. You take it from the barrel directly, that's chai, right? Prishik, let's see the matar game, but I think it means direct. Direct. See if there's a Yiddish word here that you can figure out what it is. Prishik. Okay, I can't find the Batargi. You have the target there? What does he say?
Fresh.
Fresh? Fresh out of the barrel. Fresh out of the thing. No, good, that means it's directly out. Okay. Fresh, okay. The one says itur. The decoration is you should have your students surrounding you when you bench with our kos. The natli kosos. As others say, you put kosos around it. When you get to birkas haaretz, you add a little water. You sit with your talis over your head. In other words, you cover your head with a more chashiv a thing than just a yarmulke. Bana nevin lechumra shalot to sayeh smoli yamin b'shas bracha. You shouldn't help your right hand with your left hand when you make the bracha. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, now so the last thing we said is you send it to your wife. Ula ikla lebe Rav Nachman korich rifta. Right, Ula went to Rav Nachman's house and they ate. Baruch Birkas Mazona, and they benched. Yoiv Leikos in the Birkas of Rav Nachman. So he gave Rav Nachman, he benched, the Oreach benches, right, Ula benched in Rav Nachman's house. And after he finished benching, he drank from the wine and he sent the extra to Rav Nachman. What was left over, he gave to Rav Nachman. Omer Le Rav Nachman, Lishter Mar Kos in the Birkas of the Yalta. So Rav Nachman said, send it to my wife, to Yalta. Yalta was the name of his wife. Omer lei, hachim Rabbi Yochanan, ein pribitno shal isha mizborech, elami pribitno shal ish. No, you drink it. Because a woman gets her bracha from the man. So if you'll have the bracha, right, she'll get the bracha automatically. Because a woman is blessed from the pribetn of the man, that's where the woman's bracha comes from. So Ula said to Rav Nachman, you drink it, and that will give a bracha to your wife. You don't have to send her to the coast. Shenemar uborich pri bitnecha, I'll bless the pri of your beten, right? But the chorus in her beten, Right? It should say pre bitna, not pre bitnacha. Lo nemar ella pre bitnacha. In other words, from the man, the woman will get the bracha. It's called pre bitnacha, right? Because she'll get the bracha through you. Tanya nami hachi, Rav Nosson Omer Menayin, Shein pre bitna shal isha mizbarecha, and pre bitna shal ish, Shenemar uvarech pre bitnacha. Pre bitna lo nemar ella pre bitnacha. Okay, so they weren't going to send it anymore to Yalta. So what happened? Adahachi Shoma Yalta, she heard what was going on, that they're not sending her the koshal bracha, because she's going to get her bracha indirectly through her husband. Koma Bezir, she got up angry. The also the Bechamra, she went down to the, what's it called, the wine cellar. The Tavra Dalad Meyadoni the Chamran, she broke 400 casks of wine, right? Not going to send me the koshal bracha, fine. And nobody's going to have any wine over here, so she broke 400 barrels of wine. Omer le Rav Nachman, Nishadr lo amar kosach rina. So Rav Nachman said, maybe we should send her a kos of wine, right? Sholach lo, so they sent her another one. Kol hai navga de bircha sahi. She said, what's it called? They said, so they sent her, and they said, kol yayin shebechavish kikosho brachahu. See me menu. Okay, we don't have any left over from the when they made actual bracha on, but since we took the wine out of this barrel for the case, the sake of kosher bracha, all the wine in the barrel is already considered like kosher bracha, so this is wine from that same barrel, drink that, okay? We don't have any more wine left for the kosher bracha, but this will take its place. Shol chalei, so she sent back, mi mahadure milei umismartute kalme, right? She said, what you're saying is narishkeit. Right, the kosher bracha is the kosher bracha, not what's left in the barrel. Right, and she said to them, "Mimadure mile, mimachzire bayaros yirbu tamid varim." People who travel around a lot speak a lot. In other words, what you're saying is narishkeit. Right, from people who travel around, you hear a lot of words that don't mean anything, and from a bunch of rags, right, worn out clothing, you get a lot of lice. Right, worn out clothing produce lice, and the people who travel around a lot produce words. So, in other words, don't try to put one over on me. This is not the kosher bracha. This is wine that had nothing to do with the kosher bracha. Okay, that was the end of Yalta. Omer Rav Asi, ein mesichin al kosher bracha. You don't talk while you're holding the kosher bracha. Omer Rav Asi, ein mevorach al kosher puranios. You don't make a bracha, you don't use a kosher bracha from a kosher peronios. My kosher peronios, what does that mean? A kos of disaster, a disastrous kos. Why? What is it? Omer of Nachmari, it's a kos sheni. If you had two kosos on the table at the same time, so they're pairs are dangerous. So you don't make the kosher bracha on the second kos because it was part of a pair. Tznan hasam ashosik kiflaim lo yivarech mishum shenemer hikon legrasi lokecha Yisrael v'hai lo mesaken. If you drag pears, you shouldn't make the kosher bracha on the second one because you have to prepare to bless Hashem. This is not a prepared thing because it's not a good thing. It's a dangerous thing. Om rav avo v'amri lo masni satana ha'ochel mahalech mevarech mu'umad. If you're eating while you're walking. Right? You eat while you're walking, you're traveling, and you're eating while you're walking, then you have to stop to bench. And if you're eating, stopping, standing, then you have to bench, sitting down. And when you eat, you have to sit when you bench. And the halakha by all of them is you have to sit down to bench. You can't stand up when you're benching, you must sit down. Okay, Rashi. Koma Bezira, Shoma Yalta, Shalo Yishagra La Koshal Bracha, Yalta heard they're not sending her the Koshal Bracha, Koma Bezira, she got up angry, Omda Bekas, Kol Hai Nivga, the Bircha Sahi, Kol Yayin Shemechavis Koshal Bracha, Hu Shisimi Menu. So they told her, okay, we forgot to send you the Koshal Bracha, or we decided not to, but now, since you're upset, you broke 400 casks of wine, so we'll send you what's just as good as the Koshal Bracha, wine from the same barrel. So she said, "Mimadure mile, mimachzire bayoras yirbu tamid dvarim." People who travel around a lot speak a lot. Umasmurtut umismartute kalne mishachake begadim worn out bluyim from worn out clothing umemuratim torn worn out clothing yirbu kinim. There's a lot of lice in worn out clothing. Shmartas kinim etargaminim kalmasa. Right? If you look at the targum by the Makas kinim, it says kalmasa. Ein Mesichin Mishaarsu Achivara. From the time you pick up the coals, you don't talk. Right? And that's mashmal the person who's making the bracha. But it's brought down, even the people who are sitting at the table shouldn't talk from the time the person picks up the kos. Koshein ishujol zugos. If you have a pair of kosos of wine on the table, the ha'omer al shulchano u'shnei zugos nizok al yidei shedim. Then shedim have a heyday with people who drink pairs of wine. Kiflayim zugos. He called the grass midvarim noyim v'lobedivri peronios.
Okay, we have a few minutes left. Let's do some of the things with at least kosher bracha. Okay. The Rosh says that Lamaisa, we have, says 10 things, and then Rabbi Yochanan said, we only have 4. So the Rosh and the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch says that Rabbi Yochanan didn't mean to say not any of the other 10 things. He just meant to exclude iter and ituf, that you don't need to wear a hat, and you don't have to put cups around it or students around it, whatever. But all the other things he's masking, you have to do. So when he said, ein lanu ela arba, he didn't mean dafka these 4. He meant those 2 not. That's how the Rosh learned, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch says. The Ra'os says that he holds that those 4 things that he mentioned, those are ma'akim. If you don't do them, you're not yotzei kosher bracha. The other 6 is nice to do, but they're not ma'akim. That's how they're all learned. The Me'iri learns that none of the things are ma'akim, but on the 4, it's kedai to do them, and the other 6 you don't have to do bichlal. That's how he learns what Rabbi Yochanan says. The tour paskins bichlal, not Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan says you only need 4. The first man the Omer said 10. The tour says you have to do all 10. Okay. So according to the Rosh, it's proper to do most of them, 8 of them at least, right? According to the Ra'or, it's proper to do all of them, Minamufkar, only 4 of them are Ma'akev, right? So Lamaisa, what's it called? It's good to be Makbet on all 10 things. The Rambam Taka brings out only these 4 things, but by Kiddush, he says also the idea is to pick it up with your right hand, and to pick it up off the table. The Mishnah Berurah says that having a full kos is not Ma'akev. Only lechatchila you should have a full kos, but if it's not filled up to the top, it's not ma'akev. And the shaila whether he means all the things, therefore not ma'akev, or just that one. The Magen Avraham says on pikabal, it's kedai to be makbet on all 10 things except for ituf, which means like covering your head, putting on a hat dafka. He says that's not you don't have to be ma'akev on that. Okay, now we'll see what the things are. Hadoch and shtifa. Tosis over here says that you only have to wash out the kos if it's dirty. If it's been used, hasn't been washed yet. But if it's a clean kosh, right, you washed it out last time you used it, and now it's clean, right, so then you don't have to wash it out again. However, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Aruch HaShulchan passages like that, Al Pi HaZohar, that even if it's perfectly clean, you should still wash it out. Okay? Now, if it has, you put it away, but it has dust on it, then that's not called clean. Then you have to wash it off in the dust. But if it's a perfectly clean kosh, Me'ikar Adin, you don't have to wash it out. But al pi Kabbalah, it's good to wash the kos out even if it's perfectly clean. Okay, chai. What does it mean, chai? So the Rif says that the wine should be undiluted till you come to Birkas Haaretz, and then you add water. Now, if it's totally undiluted, you have to add a lot more water than manavshach. If the kos wasn't full, then you don't have full. If it's full, how are you going to add water? So they kind of bring down the bach that you have another kos of water, right, and which is partially full, you pour a little of the wine out and dilute it, and then pour it back in, dilute it. So, enichanami, the kos is full of undiluted wine when you started making the mezumen. When you got to Birkas Haaretz, right, then you poured that into another kos, poured water, and we diluted it and poured it back into the kos. Okay. The Rav Yos says again the Ramos says that in our wines you don't have to do this. Our wines are diluted anyway. They're not so strong. And the Rav Yos says you don't do it by Birkas. Here are different gears in the Gemara. He said you dilute it right before you make the Buri Pri Hagafen, the end of benching. The Rabbeinu Tam says Chai means semi diluted wine, that you only have to add a little bit more water to it. It's not totally diluted, but it's not totally strong either. The Meiri says, like the other Pshat and Rashi, that you take it directly from the, what's it called, from the barrel with kavana to use it for kosher bracha, right? And the Ramah says if you're not taking wine from barrels, right, you have wine in bottles, then you take it directly from the bottle for kosher bracha. Okay. The Tosa says another Pshat, Chai doesn't have to do with the wine. It has to do with the kos. The kos should be alive, meaning it should be whole. He brings rise that the word chai can mean whole. It shouldn't be cracked, chipped. It should be a whole kos. That's chai. And the Elyurabba says you should be able to see all the perushim. All the things, that's what called. But our wine is not diluted anyway, so basically we're not makbid. But there are people, see them especially, who are makbid to add a little bit of water to the wine by Birkas Haaretz. Now, mole. What does it mean, mole? The Tur in the Ramah says that it should be overflowing. It should be mamish. Still to the top. The surface tension makes it going to be a little bit above the walls of the coast. The Taz says we're not makbid on that, right? Because we're afraid that if you fill it up too much, the wine's going to spill and you're going to end up being mavaz in the wine, so people don't fill it up completely all the way. They fill it, right, but not mamish overflowing. Itur. Rashi says you add wine from a different cup by Birkas Haaretz. That's called Itur. It says that, what's it called, that they used to be ma'atr b'talmidim. So the Rach says what it means, b'talmidim doesn't mean you have, like Rashi says, students sitting around you. It means you give every Talmud a kos of water, right? They have their own kos filled with water, and one of those koses you use to dilute the wine by Birkas Haaretz. And the Tur says that ma'atr b'kosos, you put kosos around this kos. When you're making Birkas Hamazon, you have a bunch of kosos around the kos. The Chassidim also does Api Kabbalah. The Gros says Api Kabbalah, you have six kosos around the main kos. Ituf is what's it called? You put a hat on your head, sudar on your head, right? And the Rav Yos says that's only when you make Haseba. If you don't have Haseba, then you don't have to put a hat on. You hold it in your right hand. And the Shibule Aleket says, the Gemara says, that Misayeya ain't bo mamish. That just helping with something, where the Iker is the first thing, it's nothing. You could therefore hold it with your left hand too. But if it's so heavy, or it's you're so tired because you're holding it so long, that you can't hold it with one hand, then you surely can't help with your left hand either. It says you have to pick it up at Tefach. The Rach says, and the Tur from the table, like we had before, the Rav Yor says, dafka from the ground. But if you're sitting at the table, it's already a tefach off the ground. You don't have to pick it up more, right? The minig is to pick it up a tefach off the table. And you have to put your eyes on the kos. The Ramah says, in the wine. You have to look at the wine. And the Taz and Magen Avraham said, we don't have to look at the wine. You just have to look at the kos. You don't have to see the wine. You just have to look at the outside of the kos. Okay. One more thing we have to do, let's take 2 more minutes and we'll finish. Bracha sitting down. So they bring down that Birkas HaMazon, since it's a bracha from the Torah, you have to sit when you say it. Right? And the Mela, the same thing goes with the first bracha of Kriyashma, but there you don't have to sit, you have to stand. If you're walking, you have to stand still. You don't have to sit because only one pasuk, so you can have kavana even if you're standing, not sitting. But Birkas HaMazon is a long bracha, you can't really have full kavod unless you're sitting, and therefore you must say Birkas HaMazon sitting down. The Mishnah Berurah says, since the whole reason is because it's a bracha deraisa, it should come out that the last bracha you don't have to sit for. You can stand if you say the last bracha, since only drabana. But since you should only in the zalzel, you have to sit for the last bracha too. The Gros says a different reason. The Shulchan Aruch says even alamichya you have to sit for. And the Gros says that even though it's not deraisa, even some people hold deraisa, but the Shulchan Aruch holds not deraisa, so why does he only have to sit? Because anything where you have to return to the place, the chatchila, where you ate, to bench, you have to sit down for that bracha. So malamichya also have to return to the place. Now if you're walking, right, and sitting down is going to make mafriya you, because you're going to adarami, thinking more about the time you're losing from traveling, then you can, the Rosh says you can bench while you're walking. As long as you ate while you're walking. But if you ate standing still, right, you can't then walk and bench. Okay? And the Chayolim Takapasim is like that. If you're eating as you're walking, then you can continue benching while you walk. If you ate standing, then you have to stand and say and bench.
Is driving considered walking?
Well, oh, we'll get to a second. But the Avenue Yotzei, even if you didn't sit down, if you stood for benching, and there's a machlokas between the Orchas Chaim and the Riaz, if riding is considered like standing or walking, or it's considered like sitting. If you're sitting in a car, is that called sitting? Or since you're moving, it's considered like walking. And what's it called? That's machlokas Rishonim. How we pask, I'm not 100% sure. But again, if you're traveling and stopping would make you more upset because you're late, then you can bench while you're traveling. If you're not in a rush or whatever, what? If you're the driver, you can bench. Well, there probably since you have to keep you can't bench while you're driving while you're amamish being drawn the driver because you can't concentrate. There it's chora for sure not be able to concentrate. And if you are concentrating, then you're a rotseach.
Well, when you